Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, January 15th, 2013 edition of the Science and Its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Oslo, Norway. Let me start with a quick review of the unscheduled Java and Internet Explorer update today. Oracle today released Java 7 Update 11. The update fixes the vulnerability and also increased the default security setting for the Java plugin. Now, the default security setting is high by default, and users will be warned if they are trying to launch unsigned applets. In addition, the update will remind users to reactivate Java in the control panel if it was deactivated prior to the patch. And Microsoft released MS-13-8, an out-of-cycle patch for the Internet Explorer vulnerability. As stated before, the patch applies to Internet Explorer 6, 7, and 8. And Kaspersky is reporting that it discovered a new type of sophisticated malware it calls Red October. The malware targets government employees, and while it has been detected worldwide, it appears to be focusing on Eastern Europe, with the country with the most infected systems being Russia. The exact origin of the code is unknown, and Kaspersky does not think it is state-sponsored. However, Kaspersky notes that the exploits appear to be of a Chinese origin, but the remainder of the code includes Russian slang phrases, suggesting that it was actually put together in Russia. The bot is very aggressively exfiltrating information. It will even attempt to access mobile devices like iPhones connected to the infected system to exfiltrate information like address books and a call history. The initial infection appears to occur via spear phishing emails and Microsoft Excel, as well as Microsoft Word exploits. One of the odd things I find is that, according to Kaspersky, the particular malware appears to be active for about 5 years, based on the time when domains were registered and some artifacts recovered from the code. However, so far it hadn't been detected until recently, when Kaspersky became aware of this particular malware. In part, of course, the code may have escaped detection because it did affect a fairly small number of systems. Kaspersky is talking about a few hundred infected systems. Well, and last week we talked about the Ruby on Rails exploit. It looks like it found a first somewhat higher profile victim in a Bitcoin exchange and a crowdsourcing platform. The exploit was used to steal an unknown amount of Bitcoins from Vircorex and the crowdsourcing platform CryptoStocks. The operators of the sites will replace the stolen amounts from their own funds. It's not clear how many Bitcoins were exactly stolen in this particular raid. And according to the operator, again, just the Bitcoins were stolen, no passwords or other user account information is affected by these breaches. An industrial control system cert is reporting about two instances in which industrial control systems were infected via USB sticks. That has been one of the vectors that is discussed with industrial control systems that are not connected to the internet. And for example, Stuxnet is said to have used this vector to infect the uranium enrichment plants in Iran. In this case, two electrical companies were affected, one of which was shut down during the incident, but the restart of this particular electrical plant was delayed by 3 weeks because of the malware infection. In this case, actually, the malware is just called Grimer in the report, which I think indicates that it wasn't targeted. It was just a regular malware that happened to be on that USB stick. Now, you may ask, why connect USB sticks to industrial control systems? Well, in one case, the USB stick was used to back up settings and configurations. In another case, the USB stick was used to transfer software updates to the control systems. The first malware was actually readily discovered using up-to-date antivirus software. One of the problems with these industrial control systems can be the air gapping of the system, which does make regular updates to antivirus and to other software harder, and still doesn't really protect a lot of security if then uncontrolled USB sticks are used to transfer configurations and software updates to these networks. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.